Hello, everybody. I hope we can hear.
Yes,
Yeah,
hello.
we're good. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we're still going. We're still going. Yeshiva here is more hectic than ever. The end of this man tumults. All the issues. But okay. Okay, so I think, unless we, I think we should go weiter. I think so. The truth is, there's a, if those who want to be learn the sugya a little more, there is a Rav Yitzchak Ochanan. He's quoted in the Shabsi Franco Rambam, quotes Rav Yitzchak Ochanan in the Shai Teshuvas Ayin Yitzchak. If you want, I can send it, but I don't know if we should do it together. Is he basically asked the Kasha, how do you learn out the pasuk only by ones? How do you learn out shogeg from ones? Right, which is a question that's really sure, being whether you learn like the Rambam, that it's a sad ones, and if you learn like the Marashao. But the Maisa, we mehechetaisi, the pasuk only says ones. Usually ones means ones gamur. Not like there's no, that we do find in the Torah that the Torah splits Aynes Gomer is Potter from a Korban, Shaygeh is Chayiv a Korban, even though it has a Tzad Aynes. So we do find that Shaygeh is not the same as Aynes. So where does the Rambam get to say, I mean, maybe gets it from the Gemara, but where would the Gemara get to say that Shaygeh is good because it's Tzad Aynes? And in Rashi, just because if there's a pasuk that says oynes, how do you know that the pshat in the pasuk is because of absence of ratzon? And there's Rashi in Sota that we did yesterday was mashma that he understood that the reason why there's no iser by oynes is there's absence of ratzon, and therefore we make a mamatzino hu adin shaygeg, but mehechetaisin that's a hesber. So Rav Yitzchak Ochanan asks the Kasha. Now he doesn't make our machlokes rishonim or achronim, but he asks the Kasha. Says an answer. I'm not sure. I suspect that there's, it's a, it's. I think he basically makes it totally on a machlokes amoraim, which is somewhat radical because then the din shogeg would be totally, as the Rav HaMagid says, it's in Harbei Mekaymis, and I think he's saying it's Gufa Machlokes Amoraim or Tanoim. Okay, but anyway, but you look at it. But I don't know if we should. I thought we shouldn't go through it anymore. I think we're getting too much belaboring the point. But I'll believe that I'll try and send it. I don't know. I don't think I can send it right after Shir because I have an appointment. But I'll try and send it so the guys want they can read Rav Yitzchak Ochanan. It's a quite long piece. Okay, now let's go further in the Mishnah. Achor, this is a brand new sugya, Shaina, except that it connects really to the last sugya in regards to Sandy. Is that we had the first Rashi. We asked yesterday that Rashi is Saiser himself. That Rashi says that Lavanusa. And the first parak, Rashi says it is anusa. So Sandy gave a very nice. So we said you could answer that according to the Marashao. That when in the first parak he means lava is anusa, but and here it just means lava anusa mamish. Okay, a little daichik, but you could say that. Sandy said a different answer, not using the Marashao. That really what he says in the first parak is true. That's midiraisa yiranusa. When he says here lavanusa, that's midirabana. We view it as lavanusa. And Rashi is explaining the surah satakana. Right? That's what Sandy said. Assuming I'm quoting him right and got the right person. So the question is going to be when we go through the rest of the Mishnah, is there going to be a surah satakana for everything else in the Mishnah? In other words, if theoretically, if there's no Surah HaTakana for the other Knossos in the Mishnah, So then Sandy's pshat would be shver. Then why does Rashi find it necessary to give a tzuris, a takana, to the first knas? If anyway you have to say the other knasim don't have a tzuris, a takana, a tzuris takana v'deraisa. If the other knasim are just stamped takana drabanan, so this could also be drabanan. If everyone, as we go through, everyone has a basis deraisa or kein deraisa, so then Sandy's answer is very good. It could very well be that everyone has a sura deraisa, but we'll have to see. We'll have to keep our eyes open. I think that would be totally zeb is that. Okay, so let's go back to the Mishnah. And then there's an interesting machlokes rishayim on the second taisis. So maybe we'll try and go there. We'll see. So he's just shot up by the medina say above the meis body finishes back above by the hey zemi zep. So the din is taisis from both. Okay, that's we did that already. It's really get mizemi zep.
I'm sorry, I just don't have my gemara with me, so I'm on the computer. What the office at?
It's not Pei Zion, I'm a base. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Your computer has a Gemara?
Yep.
My computer.
Dafyomi.org, Rebbe.
Dafyomi.org has all Shas?
Has the entire, or .com, whatever, it has the entire Shas.
Mm-hmm. I'm on YU Torah, but a lot of options.
Okay. I assume HebrewBooks.org could also probably get you somehow, but I don't know how. Okay. I have to know all these cheating places. So again, so Vesricha get me zem mizet. So let's see Rashi. Vesricha get me zet. In Tirzeli no se la acher. In other words, Rashi is changing the simple literal translation of the Mishnah. The literal translation of the Mishnah is that we force her to get a get from both. Sricha get mizah mizah. Rashi says it doesn't mean sricha. It's if she wants to get married, then sricha get mizah mizah. Right? In other words, Rashi is changing Parsha Pshat in the Mishnah. It makes sense.
I'm sorry. How is Rabbi saying seeing Parsha Pshat?
Parsha Pshat is that she must get a get, whether she wants to get married or not. Sricha get.
Sorry, isn't that Teitza Mizel Mizel already? That is the Teitza Mizel Mizel is telling me that, you know, they can't keep her.
Yeah, but you don't have to give a get. Another, Hagufa, I'll ask you Akasha and Rashi. Why does, according to you, why does Rashi say, in Tirza, you need a get because of the first thing? Obviously, the first din of teitzim izem izeh just means that you're usher, like Rashi said, like echad abao, echad aboyo. You can't have beer with either one, but you don't have to give a get. You just are usher to each one.
Right, but since most of the times when we say teitzim, we say tzricha get mizeh mizeh, it would mean that neither one of them can keep her.
Yeah.
So Rashi is coming to say that can't be pshat that neither one can keep her because neither one can keep her is already included in teitzim mizeh mizeh. So therefore, why does she need a get? So he says the only reason is because if she wants to remarry.
Okay, I like my pshat better. What can I tell you? I'm saying that Rashi fakir. It says the fair is tricha get. So that we don't need Rashi to tell me that it's tricha get. And obviously that's adding on teitzim mizeh mizeh, because teitzim mizeh mizeh did not say anything about the get. It just says that she's ushered above. But Rashi's bothered that Sricha get mizeh mizeh implies that even if you don't want to get married to anyone else, part of the takana of teitzim mizeh mizeh is that you got to go ahead and get a get from both of them. Like we're machmir that you must get a get. So, right? Because that's what the word mashma. Tzricha get means she must get a get. So he's changing it. No, that she doesn't must get a get. She just, if she wants to be mutter to shuk, she needs a get. I'm wondering if anyone argues with this, but I don't see anyone arguing. Okay. So Rashi says, take me there. Let
me see. What's the halacha, Rabbi, in a simple case where an ashes ish is mizana? What, she has to get a get?
Only again, only if she wants to marry someone else. There's no requirement that she has to get a get, as far as I know. If she's not interested in marrying anyone else, she doesn't have to get a get.
So Rabbi's not saying that Rashi's shver, Rabbi's just explaining what Rashi's coming to do.
I think Rashi, the Lashon, shvicha get mizeh mizeh, implies that you must get a get, with not im. Rashi says im. It means that you're not necessarily shvicha, only sometimes shvicha. But Sricha implies you always Sricha. So Rashi is changing the simple pshat of the Mishnah. Now, there's a good reason. What you just said is a good reason to explain, because we never, the whole din of our Mishnah, according to Rashi before, is we give her a din of echad of an Eishes Ishes Insa. So why would we make a din that you need to get when we don't have, like you said, we don't have such a din by an Eishes Ishes Insa? But so it makes sense.
I know this is not a fair thing, but in Perek Rabban Gamliel Omer in Mamar Achar Mamar. So over there, there's a lot of statements: Tzricha Chalitza, Tzricha Get, and in all of them, Rashi is explaining, yeah, that when it says, let's say Tzricha Chalitza, you can't be miyabimer. It has to be, you know, you have to be, you know, Chalitza. So Tzricha Chalitza is a way of saying, oh, you can't keep her. So Rashi could say, it could feel that usually the word tzricha get mizom mizeh is a way of saying that it's also to be mekayem her. And therefore he's saying, over here, it doesn't mean that it's also to be mekayem her, because we already said, tzricha get mizom mizeh is a way of saying, yeah, you're not allowed to be mekayem her. And over here, that can't be it, because we already said, teitza mizom mizeh. So therefore, he has a different explanation to that.
Hey, but then shouldn't he say, why is he saying, in tzricha say not say the acher? He should say, that he should say in tzitzin azar tzricha. I mean,
no, if the pasuk pshat is like I'm saying, yeah, that it tzricha get is usually a way of saying that she's usher. So yeah, so that's what Rashi is saying. You're not obligated to give her a get. Yeah, but it doesn't mean but it can't come and tell me that she's usher to keep, because that is already stated in teitzim izel mizeh. So therefore, and since you don't have to give the get, it must be that im tiltzeli nasa, then, you know, she needs a get before she can remarry.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe. Okay, I go right there. We have two pshat. In other words, we're just only discussing why Rashi had a saint.
Yeah.
Okay. The time of the boy get me shame, even first we come out. So the Gemara explains. The Gemara says, in other words, Rashi's father, Bishnama, from the first guy you need to get, because she's married to him. Why you need to get from the second guy? The Teretz is because people will think that the fact that she married the second guy must be that the first guy really divorced her already. And people will think that she was married midaraisa to the second guy. Therefore, she need to get from the Cheney, because people think that she's married to the Shani. So this does sound like, I mean, the Gemara said it, but it sounds like a little bit good for you, Sandy. That, in other words, you know, we're not saying that Tzricha get because of Knas. In other words, you know, what is the Gemara Mefarish Taima? We have to Farish the Taima. The reason is we want to constant her. We want to make life difficult for her. We want to make her suffer so that she'll be made Digdayic. But apparently, that's not true. There has to be a timer. Can't just stop, like the Rabbanan didn't just stop make up crazy knosses. If she does this, she's going to be fined $5,000. If the husband comes back, Yeah, no, that's what it seems. You see that from Rashi, from the Gemara. The fact that Gemara is bothered. Rashi is obviously bothered by Akasha. That's why Rashi writes it. Rashi is bothered by Akasha. It doesn't make sense. Why do you need to get from the Sheni? And what's the Akasha? You need to get from the Sheni because we're canceling her for not being made the Dayak. So apparently, that would not make sense because we don't make a Knas in the Luf. The Knas has to be, like we're saying, like you said, it's Knas have to have its Surah.
Isn't the point there that because the marriage is not a good marriage because of the fact that she was still married to the first guy, so we don't stop have give someone to give a get for a marriage which wasn't a valid marriage?
Right. I mean, Deraisa, you know, Medina, you don't need a get. But the question is, the simple reading of the Mishnah, the Gemara says, you read the Gemara on Peches, the Gemara says, we want to be machran her because by being machran her with all these knosses, so so that's what creates the Anan Sadi that she's going to be made the diet. So there's a motivation just to give her all kinds of kenosis. And so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Why are you going to get from the Sheni? There's no need. The need is it's a form of kenas. You know, that's a kenas. So apparently from Rashi or from the Gemara, the Rabbana did not just stop, make up irrational knosses, run around the block five times, right 50 times, I will behave. You know, we're going to make you feel you're going to regret what you did. You have to pay $50. The knosses has to make logical sense, not mitam knas. You know, that's what you see from Rashi. Now, it could be that our motivation to do it was because of knas, but whatever, but there has to be some logic without the knas. Otherwise, you can't make such a knas.
Aren't we concerned that she's going to marry a third guy? And later on, she's going to marry, she gets divorced from both husbands, let's say she doesn't have, and she's going to marry a third guy. People are going to say she's still married to the second guy.
Why? She got divorced from both husbands.
So that's what I'm saying. That's why she needs to have the divorce from the second husband.
I understand, but Raj is bothered by Akasha. That's the answer. Roger bothered by Akasha. Why does she need to get from the second guy? Bishlama from the first guy, I understand, because she's married to the first guy. The second guy, she was never married. So why does she need to get? So the answer that the Gemara says later, and everyone quotes, is because people won't know that she wasn't married to the second. People will think mistakenly that the Kedusha Mesheni was Chal. Okay. I'm saying, but what's the problem of Rashi, and what's the Gemara's problem? Why don't the Gemara just say, you know why you need to get from the Sheni? Because we want to cancel her. We just want to make life rough on her.
Why are we going to make a get for a knot? What does that mean?
Because that's a pain in the neck, because she's not allowed to get married. Until she wants to marry. She wants to get married a third person. We're making these two people usher to her. So at least she wants to marry a third person. Now we're making it difficult for her to get married to a third person. She has to jump through hoops. She needs a get from both husbands. So that's a difficulty. So the simple shot you could say in the Mishnah is that this is part of the Knas. Not that if you go ahead and marry the second person, Shelo Kedin, not only are you going to lose out the first husband, and you're going to lose out the second husband, but it's going to be very difficult for you to go marry a third husband because you're going to have to first run around the block 45 times because to get a get is not so simple. You're going to have to get two gets in. So that's a very wonderful class, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says we didn't do it as knas. The Gemara says we did it because we are motivated. Mara even asked Akasha, why is there a get? Who needs it? And the Gemara's answer is because there's a reason people are mistakenly think that she was married to the second guy. So you see that even though there's a motivation to make a knas, we don't make a knas if it's not logical. Right?
Is it possible there's a fear that having a get is a chumra dasili de kula? People will think that Kedushin is typhus and Eishes Ish. So that's why Rashi was bothered.
I don't know. So what's the answer? The Gemara is answering because it's a gzeira.
Say it the other way also, because as a gzeira, people will say the kedushin was typhus and you're letting her go without a get. There's a risk either way. So Rashi says this is not something you could play with. You can make random knossos if you want to make her crazy. That's a great approach, but you have to weigh, you know, the danger against what you're doing. That's sort of my answer is okay, but there's a danger the other way also. So you make a give a get.
Okay, I hear, but I'm not crazy because Rashi, the general rule is why does Rashi write Gemara Mefarish? The Gemara woman, time of the boy get Mishani Mefarish with Gemara. Why does Rashi write that? You know, Yeshikaya, when I get to the Gemara, I'll find out. So the Chorab Shad is, and this is what everyone says, is because Rashi was afraid for that Chavetz Chaim Kvetch, who's reading the Gemara, and is going to get stuck on this question. He's not going to go weiter, and he's going to have a problem. So Rashi says, don't worry, the Gemara asks this Kasha. Right? So the problem, for your pshat to be true, you have to say that Rashi felt that this is such a strong kasha that a person will be stuck on. Why does he give a get? What's the problem? Is it knas? No, knas doesn't make sense because it's going to bring to a takoa. I mean, I don't know. That's such a strong problem that's going to bring to a takoa that it's a problem that's going to bother people. You know, it could be true. But I don't know if it's a problem, you know.
Rebbe's way is an earth-stopping question.
Yes, an earth-stopping question because Rabbanan don't make knosses unless there's a reason for it because they have to have a tzura. So this makes no sense. There's no tzura.
And to say what?
The general rule is, for example, if let's say the Gemara only asks a kasha based on a stira. So Rashi will supposedly, this is a rule, Rashi will never say Mefarish be Gemara because Minei Ubei in the Mishnah, there's no problem. You could read the Mishnah this way because we don't know this theorem. It's only if the problem is Minei Ubei in the Mishnah that Rashi says Mefarish be Gemara. That's the rule. I can't promise there's never exceptions, but that's the official rule that Rashi will only say Mefarish be Gemara when there's a problem that stares you in the face.
Otherwise, the entire Rashi and every mission would be filled with Mefarish B'Gemara.
Right. So that means that this is like a problem that's staring you in the face. So I said, like, Rashi, what's such a big problem? You know, there's a knas. Rashi himself said in the last Rashi, Kansila. So apparently, knas doesn't make sense. So you're saying class doesn't make sense because there's a count that there's a problem. Okay, but I just don't know if that would be something that people would be back because Behechik tells you that that problem's a real problem. Like, is that people are going to be so bothered by that?
Well, the way Dov is saying that Rashi's question would be is Rashi's question and does Rashi's question and the Gemara's question have to be the same?
Pashtus. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But Pashtus is the same. Yeah.
No, because the way Dov is saying the question, that can't be the Gemara's question. And the Gemara, I think it's pretty mashma that the Gemara is asking. You know, why do you need to get from the second one? You know, it's not a real marriage.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're asking, and don't tell me that that's the question, and don't tell me Knas because Knas doesn't make sense because there's a takoa. So that could fit into the Gemara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rashi's lashon is not so much.
Why you need a get? Either you need a medina, or you need an asknas. So you're not going anywhere.
Well, I know I'm still on the side of the road. Rashi's lashon is not so mashma like me. Time of the boy get sounds like a little bit more fundamental. Like, what's the reason why you need to get a coin? To me, we know we're very comfortable why you need to get. We have an outside problem that is doing more harm than good. Sounds a little bit like Rashi wants to know, how does this fit into the basic, you know, olive base? Why are you giving her, why are you making her give a get?
Yeah, okay. Anyway, okay, that's, I think that's good though. So we're in agreement. We're in agreement. Okay, let's continue. The Eloksuba, Velo Peres, Velo Mizinus, Velo Bizois. Lo aze velo aze. Okay. Dimnot lo mize mize taxer. Okay, Rashi mizaynis afilo masha lovsa v'achla tachto. Belois afilo pikas begadim shela lo tosi misham. Okay, all right, let's go weiter. Bavlad nazer mizem mizem. Here's where there seems to be a machlokes rishayim. So we have to read Rashi and Taisis and see if they agree with each other. And the Taisis chad kamoi brings a machlokes rishayim on it. So let's start with Rashi. Bavlad nazer mizem mizem. The question is when. So Rashi says im yoda misheni, if she had the child from the sheni, mamzer gomer. So that means that we're talking about before the first person gave a get, right? In other words, the Mishnah says tzricha get mizeh mizeh. So theoretically, you could read this line, havlad mamzer, even that, though, even though you fulfilled tzricha get mizeh mizeh, you went ahead and you gave a get, mizeh mizeh, and now you go ahead and whatever reason, you go ahead and you remarry the sheni, and it's a mamzer, because since it's an iser to marry the sheni, so they constant you that the kid is a mamzer. But Rashi is clearly not like that, that the only time it's a mamzer from the sheni is if you're still married to the rishon, right? That's the Farish and Rashi. Because Rashi says...
Well, that's when it's a mamzer gomer. Rashi's just saying, mamzer gomer, to be a mamzer gomer, it has to be...
Rashi is going through the cases. Rashi's trying to explain, how do you have mamzer mizeh mizeh? So how do you get a mamzer from the sheni, mamzer gomer? And how do you get a mamzer from the rishon? It's midivrayim. It's mashma from the sheni, you'll never have a case of except mamzer gomer. In other words, Rashi says, yodam misheni, from the sheni, that's mamzer gomer. From the rishon, that's midivrayim. According to you, theoretically, you could have a mamzer midivrayim from the sheni also, if you had beer with the sheni after you went ahead and already.
Unless we say that Rashi's emphasis is on the second part, he's saying from the Rishon, yeah, you will never have a mamzer gomer. It's only going to be midivrayim. But with the first one, yeah, you could have even with the sheni, you could even have a mamzer gomer.
Okay, but that's not the parshat reading. The parshat reading is Rashi's going through the two cases. It says mamzer mizeh mizeh, so it's mashma that they're both the same. So Rashi is clarifying it. Even though it's mamzer mizeh mizeh, it's not the same level mamzer, and there's halachic nafkaminas between them. When we talk about mamzer from the sheni, that's mamzer gomer. We talk about mamzer from the rishon, so then that's midivrayim.
But when was the child born to the sheni?
In the beginning of Rashi. The other Cheney means before the Rishon divorced her. And it could be any time. The other Cheney, even before the husband came back.
Either before the husband came back, anytime. When she thought he was dead, or after husband, he came back.
As long as the first husband did not divorce her, then you are a mamzer from the Cheney. Right? Even if there are Edom that the guy died, you'd be a mamzer from the sheni. Right? Even in the Seifa, the Reisha case is Ein Echad. As far as mamzer from the sheni, that's even by two Edim, because the first husband's alive, and now we find out the first husband's alive, so you have a mamzer. Right? We once discussed this in we discussed this shaila. If halacha doesn't know something, is it considered halachic? And if halacha paskins, you know, something, and it's not true, what happens? In other words, let's say two eidim come and say the husband's dead, and Bezdin paskin, the husband's dead, and they paskin, she's allowed to get married. Klap Ishmaya Galya, the husband's alive. So if the husband comes in, so then it's Bezdin Shomatin know that he's alive. So then the kids are definitely Mabzerim. But if the husband never comes back, so Bezdin Shomata never find out they made a mistake. It's only Bezdin Shomaita that find out they made a mistake. So then it's possible that the halacha is governed by Bezdin Shom. That's part of that goes in the Gedra of Lo B'Shamayim. In Bezdin Shomata, we paskin that the husband's dead, and we never took it back. You know, that could be that that's in the Gedra of Lo B'Shamayim.
That child is just an academic question, I guess, right? Because halacha l'maisa doesn't matter, because if we don't know, we don't know.
Well, then the afkamina would be when the Mashiach comes. Would those people be mamzerim? Will the Mashiach come along and tell you? Or a different case, it's the same thing. Is let's say, you know, the classical example that they always give, where the town tzaddik is really a phony. I don't know the example they give, but they give that example. So when everyone is machmir to use the town tzaddik to sign on the eid on the get, and really he's an oivin avodah zarah, whatever, mechalel Shabbos, except no one knows about it. He keeps it secret. So now the our klap ishmaya galya are all the gittim psudin. So poshep shad is, I think what people say is that no, since Loba Shamayimi, so he is kosher. But if in 1,000 years we find his diary, and now it's not the Shubba Shamayim, it's in Bnei Adam, then retroactively for the last 1,000 years, everyone will become Mamzerim.
Would that be the same Shaila if a Shaychet is not a good Shaychet if it's Matamta Mesalev?
I mean, if an Eid Echad says that the food is kosher and he's lying, would you say like that?
Right, and we never find out. Is the lave of all those people subject to that timtum? If it's in Bidei Adam, no one ever knows anything about it.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. I heard from, I mean, we're battling, we're getting near the enough to battle. When I used to go to Rabbi Bluth, and Rabbi Bluth told us a word from Rabbi David Feinstein, which is for the record, Rashid did not agree with, but okay. But Rabbi David said like this, that if there are two butchers in the city, and they both are, you know, they both have cheskes kashrus, and one of them looks very, very frum, it's a long white beard, and the other one, you know, just a jowly, fat, you know, Chowie butcher. So, but al pidin, they're both eda chodem yisurim. The ma'isa klap ishmaya galya that they're both gandavim, and they both snuck in non-kosher food, meat in their butcher shop. So now there are two people in the city. One person's machmir, and will only buy meat from the guy with the beard, because he's from. The other guy buys from both. Okay. So the guy who buys from both comes up to Shemayim, and they tell him, you know, listen, you've been eating treif of meat your whole life. He said, what? I was eating treif of meat. The Shulchan Aruch told me Erech Onam Yisurim. I was just following the Shulchan Aruch. He said, oh, you're right. Tzadik Gomer. The second guy comes up to Shemayim, and they tell him, you've been eating treif of meat your whole life. He says, what? I was so machmir. I followed the beard. They said, who says in Shulchan Aruch you can follow a beard? If you would have relied on us, we trusted Eid Echon. Oh, got an excuse. But you didn't trust Dora's basis. You made up your own basis. Narishkeit. So you to get ahead of him. That's what he said about David said.
The Rosh Shiva's that's all didn't agree with the concept. I think the concept sounds, the guy's making up his own. He felt you should follow the beard. I'm just trying to get clear. What? Well, what?
He the hell that there's an there was in general. I don't have the beard. There was in general a machlokes between Rav Shiva and Rav Moshe. I think whether you should is one supposed to. How much do we rely on Eidech on Nebi Surim and Kashrus today? Yeshiva held that since Kashrus is not just like it's so much money involved, and there have been so many scandals that we no longer say Eidech on Nebi Surim.
We don't say beard Nebi Surim either. Though.
When it comes to a, in other words, if you go to a guy's house, it's one thing. You know, to trust your wife is one thing. But there you would say it up on Nebi Surim, maybe. But to go ahead into a butcher shop and rely on it because of Eidech on Nebi Surim, Rav Shiva, I don't know whether you think it's mamish how he did, but he felt it's definitely, it's a hinder to be machmer. Rav David Feinstein and Rav Moshe was saying that that's halacha, Eidech on Nebi Surim. There's no hinder in being machmer. Your Torah said, Eidech on Nebi Surim, what are you making up chumras?
So we don't need kashrus agencies. We don't need any of that.
I don't know. I'm not telling you.
So which part of the story did Shiva argue
in on? In the good old days, I don't know about it now. The only place in the yeshiva that was selling, Raubach's Hechsher in their candy machine was an MTJ. You know, the yeshiva wouldn't have it, but MTJ had it because Ramosha said he's a kosher Talmud Chacham. And he says it's kosher. Eidech on Nebi Surim.
So which one did Rashiv argue on? The first guy being Potter or the second guy being Chayim?
No, I think the both. Being that Rashiv held that there is a basis to be Machmer, so there's no taina on the guy. Why don't you rely on Eidech on Nebi Surim? And you made a little extra get there. There's no taina on him. Because he was trying to be, that's right, because you should be. You shouldn't rely on Eidech on Nebi Surim. So
did the Rashiv agree to the first part though? That the guy who wasn't Machmer is not going to go to Gehenna?
Whatever you can do. So that's the best you could do is rely on the beard.
Well, why is that? Okay. All right. That's kind of pretty external and super, okay.
He looked like a frumer person. So he looked like, since Rashiv held that Eidech on Nebi Surim in big business is not so reliable. Mimeda, I don't know whether I'll be din, but it's kedai to make extra chumras.
Regardless, it's still an eid echad. The most he can be is an eid echad with the beard or without the beard.
I understand.
It can't be more than an eid echad.
Once, I'll be din eid echad is neman. But the Shiva is saying, but for the Maisa, there's so much money, there's reglaim the davar that you can't trust him. So you got to be extra chumras. So you found something to be, okay, that at least I pick a guy who looks, as far as I can see, he looks very erda.
Okay. How could you argue with that svara? The second guy, the benefit of making a frumer erechad, that sounds pretty legitimate at any time, in any scenario. Of course he wasn't relying on the beard. He's relying on the erechad.
Okay, Rav David said that the Torah said erechad. So what are you doing making up your own din? In other words, there's a din in the Shulchan Aruch that if there's a chazaka, it don't make sense. And your guy doesn't want to rely on
chazaka.
That's wrong. Torah said you rely on chazaka. So don't make up your own chumras. So Torah said you can rely on Eidechon. Okay. Anyway, we're going way off. Let's get back to our Yevamis. But that was an interesting shaita that I don't even know how I got here. I don't remember how I got there.
I would hear that much better.
Symptom alive.
We're talking about being the top team as I leave. Okay. We're speaking about the shit.
Okay. I hear. Okay. But that was also off the topic. So let's get back to the topic. So, okay. I don't know what to serve a symptom alive is. But, yeah. Let's get back to our Rashi. So we go to the Rashi says again, where's the Rashi? Avlad ma'azim izem izem. Im yodam yisheni ma'am zegomer. So Rashi's saying that the Chayra Pashim Shan in Rashi is that the only time that it's a that it's Vlad Mamzer from the Shani is if the first guy didn't divorce him yet. So that's Yodam Yishani, and therefore it's Mamzer Gomer. Vimshuv Echazira Rishon. The Yodalo have a Mamzer Midivrayim. So this is funny, Lashon. Vimshuv Echazira Rishon. What do you mean, Shuv Echazira? We're talking about before he divorced her. So what do you mean, Echazira? Echazira means, you know, he made Kedushin, or just it means he just took her back as a wife.
Well, again, she requires a get from the Shani, correct?
But no, we're talking about when Mechara have a Mavzer Midivrayim. Mechara means before the Shani gave a get. Just like the first case, in Yodam and Shani, is before the Rishon gave a get.
So that's only
in Yodam, me, in Shuv Echazira Rishon, the Chayra Rashi learns in Echazira Rishon before the Shani gave a get.
Why should that make a difference?
Because then it makes sense. You're a Mavzer because people think you're married to the Shani. And she was, you know, people, we said, Sricha get me zeh, me zeh. The reason why Sricha get me zeh is because people think she's married to the Shani. The Kedusha Shani was Saifes. So now, if the Shani didn't give a get, and the Rishon has beer with her, so according to the mistake of people, it makes sense that it's a Mamzer. So there's a logical reason there's a Mamzer. But if the Shani gives a get, then there's absolutely no logical reason why it should be a Mamzer. The Shani gave a get. So why in the world should be a Mamzer?
If she's going back to the first husband, then obviously the second husband is the marriage never took effect, because Lamaisa, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch which says if she goes and marries anybody else, whether he divorces her or dies, she's ushered to the first to go back to the first husband. So if she's back to the first husband, we know that means that the marriage, second marriage, was good.
That the second husband's marriage was good, because that was what people thought. They saw her, they know she was married to the first husband. Then they saw her marry the second husband. So they assumed it must be the first husband divorced her, and the second husband's marriage is good. And now when they see her going back to the first husband, they think she's doing it be'isser.
And even if he gives her a divorce, it's not going to help, because she still would be usher to go back to the first husband.
Okay, so what? But they wouldn't think she's a mamzer.
I mean, it's his shalab, it's not a mamzer?
She says it's a mamzer. Why is it a mamzer? L'chayra, it's a mamzer because people think that she was still married to the second guy. L'chayra. But
why
otherwise,
can't you say Mizel means that they have to permanently stay apart?
What?
Even after the second one gave a get, he's not allowed to marry her again.
Yes, but that's not an issue.
And if he did, then Chachamim are counseling him that the kid's a mamzer.
It's a knas. So Pasha Pshat, a knas does not make a mamzer. Being over on a knas does not make a mamzer. So I don't know. I can hear, I can hear your tzad that it's saying they're about to want to be machmir. So they did make it a mamzer. I'm trying to even dig that from Rashi's lashon. Because Rashi, there's a one phrase which goes on both. Mamzer mizeh mizeh. Rashi says im yolda misheni. Mamzer gomer. Now, is that before the first guy divorced her or after the first guy divorced her? So that has to be
before
the first guy divorced her. So that means, so just like that phrase in Rashi is before the first guy divorced her. So the second phrase of Rashi, Bimshuv Echazira Rishon, has to be before the second guy divorced her, because Rashi has to be parallel. The two cases, I mean, Rashi, if he's Daichik, Rashi makes an Okimta, Rashi, the two cases are parallel. And otherwise, there'd be no reason. If the Rishon would be a mamzer, even if the Shani divorced her, so the Shani would be a mamzer, even if the Rishon divorced her. But midirabanan, the same way. So Rashi is very strongly mashma that it's only a mamzer from the sheni if the rishon did not divorce her yet. It's only a mamzer from the rishon if the sheni did not divorce her yet.
Which makes a lot of sense because there are a lot of cases machzer grusha soishaloi kedin zinsa tachas bayla v'loi girsha. We never say in those cases mamzer midrabanan.
Right. That's right. So it makes sense. The only time over here there's a mamzer is because she looks like an Eishes Ish. So now, does Tosfos agree with this? Let's see Tosfos. Havlad mamzer mizeh mizeh. Omeri, tafilu la'achar shenosan rishon get, have a mamzer min hasheni. So that's the Chayra arguing with the first line in Rashi. Rashi says, "Im yoda misheni mamzer gomer." So that means that Rashi's learning that it's before the person gave a get. And he says, "Tafilo la'achar shenosan arishin get, have a mamzer min hasheni." Right? Which is not like what you're saying, Dov. Because, Dov, you got to look while you're driving. Okay. Anyway.
I'm not driving. I'm a passenger.
Oh, okay. I see you're looking up in the sky. I was wondering what you're doing.
I was thinking about the share.
Okay. All right. Ave Mother and Shani. Me did the Ave. So let's read the rest of Tysus. Me did the Ave Arishan. Shavlad Mamzer Mimena. So what does that mean? Me did what's Shan and Tysus? I don't really know how to read this. Tysus is saying that the case that the Rishon, that the Sheni, if you have beer from the Sheni, you're a mamzer, even if the Rishon gave a get. How do I know? Which is very radical, because like Del Tainan, we never find anywhere that there's such a mamzer, because she's not an Eishes Ish, the get. And am I, Echad Abau, Echad Abayo, but if you have beer with Echad Abau, Echad Abayo, you don't get a mamzer, it's just a lot. So midi da'ave arishin, it's just like when you have beer with the rishin, shavlad mamzer mimenu. Yeah, but who said that that's, I don't know what's his raya. Maybe that's also, that's he said just like the case when the rishin, it's shavlad mamzer mimenu, even if the sheni gave a get. So likewise, it's a mamzer from the sheni, even if the rishon gave a get. Right? But that I don't understand. Tosfos, how does Tosfos know, you know, what's his raya from the rishon? Maybe the rishon is also only when there was no get. Like, what's his raya? What's his
rishon? Why is there a mamzer from Rishon in that case?
What?
Why is there a mamzer from the Rishon?
Tosfos is saying, just like the case of the Rishon is speaking, even when the Sheni gave a get, therefore the mamzer from the Rishon is from the Sheni, the mamzer is from the Sheni. The mamzer from the Sheni is even if the Rishon gave a get. So I'm saying, I just don't know how does
Tosfos. Why would there be a mamzer in the Rishon? Why would there ever be a mamzer in the Rishon?
What?
Why would there ever be a mamzer in the Rishon? He was the first husband.
Because if the second guy didn't give a get, so then it makes sense that you're a mamzer because people think that she's married to the second guy. People, the whole Rashi said, I mean, Rashi didn't say it, but the Gemara says that the reason why you need a get mizeh mizeh is because people are under the impression that she's married to the second person. So it makes a lot of sense that if the second guy didn't give a get, it's a mamzer because people think that she's married to the second person.
Is a mamzer based on mitzias?
What?
Isn't mamzer based on mitzias?
Yeah, but it's midirabanan. Midirabanan, people will think that she is an Eishes Ish. People think she's married to the second guy. There's no get. And now she's having beer with the first guy. So people will think that she's being mizana. This is a lady who first was married husband one, then married husband two, and now she's going back to her first husband and be'isser, and that's why he's a mamzer. It makes a lot of sense. So what's Tavis is Raya? Midid Avi Arishin. The Rishin could also be only when there's no get. So how does Tavis bring a Raya that the Shani is even after a get, because the Rishin, just like the Rishin, I would say maybe the Shani is only without a get, just like for the Rishin, and likewise the Rishin is also only without a get from the Shani. And I don't see. I happen to think that's how Rashi learns that the case is no get. So where does Tosis is Raya? I don't understand at all what Tosis is Raya is.
Maybe Tosis Hechrek is the fact that what's the chiddush of why the Mishnah doesn't even bring it besamach to the halach of Tetz Mizeh Mizeh, Tricha Get Mizeh Mizeh. It brings it further on. And Tosis' bother doesn't seem to have an independent chiddush from the halacha of Tricha Get Zemizeh. And that it's Pashat, that mitzad the Shani, it's Pashat that the Shani would be a mamzer. Therefore, Tosis believes there's a chiddush in the Shani, and therefore it must be applicable.
David's bringing a raya. Midi da'ave means that Tavis is proving what he said from this Midi da'ave.
Well, Midi da'ave is that what's the chiddush as far as if we're discussing before the gerishon of the rishon, then pasha that the vlads and moms are from the Shani. So obviously it must be discussing
that the fear of the achar should also a rishon get, because otherwise there's no chiddush.
He takes that for granted. That he takes for granted. The fact that you obviously understood that the Shani has to be even after the get from the Rishon, because otherwise, what's the Chiddush, right? So once you understand that, then Michlal that the Chiddush for the Rishon is even in that circumstance.
I don't think that's what Midi Dahave means. Midi Dahave means I'm learning out what I said before from here.
No, midi dahavi, that is the halacha being stated there. How does Tosus know that's the halacha being stated there? Because otherwise it's not a chiddush.
My understanding of midi dahavi means Tosus says that the when it says that the mamzer from the Shani, it has to be a field action or something we should get. How do I know? Because midi dahavi on the other case. That's how I read midi dahavi. Midi da'ave is a raya to what I'm saying. That's what I think. That's what midi da'ave means. Midi da'ave, that proves the point.
I'm just confused. It is a raya. Meaning it's not a raya. It is a raya. If that halacha must be telling you la'acha the gerishon of the rishon, that's what it must be telling you, because it's not telling you anything else other than that.
We don't need a midi da'ave. We know that that's true because we know minei yubei, because otherwise there's no chiddush.
No, there's no. There would still be a chiddush that it's a mamzer from the rishon. Even if the mamzer from a rishon would only be true at kol zman that you hadn't got a gerishon from the Shani.
The case of mamzer from the Shani, Tavis says, Arya fila akashinot shinosan a rishon get. So he's talking about being a mamzer from the Shani. Now, how do we know that that's true? So Tavis says, how do I know that that's true? Because midi da'ave. You're saying, how do I know it's true? Because otherwise there's no chiddush. I don't believe that's what Tavis is saying. Tavis is saying, I know it's true because of midi da'ave. That's what I think midi da'ave means. So we have to learn this a little bit more carefully. The question is, what's Tavis saying? Is Tavis arguing with Rashi? Pashas Tavis is arguing with Rashi, because Rashi says, Im yoda mishani mamzer gomer. And Tavis is learning that it's not a mamzer gomer, because since it's after a get, you're not a mamzer gomer. So Pashas, Rashi, and Tavis are arguing.
So maybe that's what Tosa's problem is. He's saying, it has to be the same type of a mamzer. Tosos, Rashi is mechalik, and he says from this one it's a gomer, and from this one it's a derabanan. Tosos is understanding that mamzer mizel mizeh, it has to be the same category of a mamzer.
Oh, you mean you're saying he doesn't mean mide d'ahave, they both have to be speaking about the same case with a get or without a get.
Right.
They both have to be speaking on the same level of mamzer.
Right.
So he should have said Avi Mamzer Midrabana Minashemi Midab Rishon Mamzer Mimenu, which is also only a Mamzer Midrabana. Okay, he missed the main point, but okay, could be. And he should have said Domer Midafido Lakashinos and a Rishon get Avi Mamzer Minashemi Midrabana.
What's his right? What's Tysus proving according to this? Tysus apparently is debating whether after the first one gives a get, it's still Mamzer Misheni, right? So how is he proving that?
That's what Sandy's saying, because if the case of the Rishon, that the Sheni Abia is a mamzer only before the Rishon gave a get, so then that mamzer is a mamzer deraisa, like Rashi says. While the seifa, when you're having the bia from the Rishon, it at best can only be a mamzer drabanan because you're not married to the sheni. Because you were never married to the sheni. Even if the sheni didn't give a get, you're not married to the sheni. So the bia of the Rishon maximum could create a mamzer derabanan. The bia of the sheni, if there's no get yet, would make a mamzer deraisa. So Sandy's claiming that that's not mashma because there's parallel with him. The mishnah mamzer mizeh mizeh implies the same level of mamzer. Because it'd be a halachic lafkamina. Mamzer drabon and mamzer deraisa are not allowed to marry each other. Because mamzer drabon is really a czar. So mamzer drabon can't marry a mamzer deraisa. So he's saying, Vavlan mamzer mizeh mizeh is implying that they're equal mamzerim. So therefore he says that the case have to be, but I don't know, but Sandy, what about, he says da filo. Isn't that word afido then wrong? It should be only.
No, it's not only, because it, before he gave a get, he is a mamzer. He's a mamzer deraisa.
Sure,
mamzerim to be equal. The mamzerim are only equal if it's only.
No, but Tysus has to say that it's even, meaning you have to have a case. There's no way of getting out of the fact that koidim shenos and arishim get. He's a mamzer deraisa from the sheni. That's not debatable. The question is,
there's a mishnah is not saying that. That's true. He means that filo. He doesn't mean that the mishnah means both. He just means this din is true. Even this is true.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, there's a big tayvis chad kamai here, which probably pays to read. It brings a different dais. So I like to read it. I don't know. Okay, I'm not convinced that that's what Chan and Tysus, that's what Tysus, but I'm sure there must be some affirmation that will explain Chan and Tysus, because it's the way we have Tysus, Tysus is ambiguous, doesn't make sense what he's doing. So let's go over this tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll go over again the Rashi, Shikha get me, again, the Rashi, Avraham Mamzer Mizeh Mizeh, the Tzaytis Avraham Mamzer Mizeh Mizeh, and the Tzaytis Chad Nikamoy. Let's try and figure out what this machlokes is. Okay. All right, Shikayach, everybody.
Be well.
A half a minute early. Okay, good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.